Governors have appointed the DNR secretary ever since 1995. The board appointed secretary at the time of the change was George Meyer. Former Governor Tommy Thompson decided to keep Meyer around and reappointed him twice. Meyer now heads the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation, where he lobbies and works with DNR regularly. He says the people running the agency are political appointees who are less experienced than they used to be.
Now, I want to clarify, these are all good people, and I'm not speaking critically of them as individuals. They're all friends of mine. I know them well, but they just have not had experience in managing a natural resource agency.
Meyer says having the Natural Resources Board appoint the DNR secretary would make sure that person makes decisions based on science and not on what's best for an administration. But Scott Manley of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce says taking the power of appointment away from governors would make DNR secretaries less accountable.
Do you think as legislators you're going to be more or less likely to be able to influence that decision making if the secretary is not answerable to elected officials and is insulated?
Secretaries would still have to answer to the DNR board, and under this plan, those board members would still be appointed by the governor. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.